Milwaukee Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam said the team will decide either to trade superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo or continue to build the team around him by the NBA draft on June 23rd and 24th. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Giannis has spent his entire 13-year career in Milwaukee. Bucks announcing yesterday Taylor Jenkins as their new head coach in Milwaukee. Bucks GM John Horst said they did not consult with Giannis about the decision.
This situation, you know, it wasn't about Giannis or not Giannis, none of the players. In years past, we've talked to a lot of the players and seek counsel, and sometimes that was right, sometimes it was wrong. This was about hiring Taylor Jenkins. We had a list. It was a tight list of candidates. We vetted it, and when our first step of our process was engage Taylor. Let's see where that goes. And it ended up with us hiring him, and that's where we are today.
Bucks are in the draft lottery. That'll be held on Sunday.
And a fly ball to left. This is well struck, and it is gone. Andrew Vaughn, a three-run homer, and it's a crooked number for the Brewers in the first.
Brewers TV with a call of Andrew Vaughn's first-inning three-run homer, helping the crew knock off the St. Louis Cardinals 6-2 in St. Louis yesterday. Brewers had 11 hits in the win. Aaron Ashby tossing two scoreless frames in relief to improve to 6-0 on the season. The Brewers return home to host the Yankees on Friday night. Cubs picked up their third straight walk-off win over the Reds, pulling out a 7-6 victory last night at Wrigley, good for their eighth straight win. Pirates beat the Diamondbacks 1-0. Freedom basketball standout Donovan Davis announcing his commitment to Iowa State yesterday. 6'8 forward had a number of offers, including both Wisconsin and Marquette. NBA playoffs last night, San Antonio 133, Minnesota 95. Knicks over the Sixers 108-102. In the National Hockey League, Buffalo 4, Montreal 2, Anaheim beat Vegas 3-1, Midwest League, Wisconsin 8, Peoria 5, Fort Wayne and Beloit split a pair. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.